Okay, I'd like to call this meeting to order and state that the open public meeting law, PL 1975, Chapter 231, have been satisfied, and that adequate notice of this meeting has been published in the Star Gazette and Express Times and posted on the bulletin board of the Borough Hall stating the time, place, and purpose of the meeting as required by law. Can we please stand and salute the flag?
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Roll call, please.
Conrad?
Here.
Shelley?
Here.
Noon? Norris?
Here.
Valley?
Here.
Higgins?
Here. Okay. We have a proclamation. And that proclamation is where?
No.
That may have been an error.
Okay, no proclamations. Okay. All right, so at this point, I'd like to open up the audience portion of our meeting to the guests for comments, concerns, questions. Yeah. You're up.
I'm up.
I need you to come up to the podium and your name and address for the record, please.
Okay. So we, the Arc of Warren County.
I need your name and address for the record, please.
My name is Bonnie Hill.
Bonnie Hill.
My home address or my work address?
Business work.
All right. With the Arc of Warren County at 319 West Washington Avenue.
The floor is yours.
Okay. The Arc of Warren County owns two buildings, as you see right there, on Washington Avenue, and we are proposing to do some structural improvements there due to I need some help, Mark. That's where he comes in.
Okay.
Sorry.
And you are Mark
Zagoda, the architect. Help
okay.
Me out.
Can you spell that last name?
Yeah. Z-G-O-D-A.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you.
And my office is in Phillipsburg.
Okay. Go ahead.
Okay, yeah, so what we're looking at is the Small Cities Grant, and, you know, our process with all of that is obviously testifying before the town, before we even make the application to see if we're eligible for the grant. And prioritizing things, we're looking at a $400,000 grant. We really need to do some investigation on this structure and prioritize things. What I'm going to do is set up a system of alternates. How can we use this best? The first priority being diverting water away from the building with, you know, the proper gutters, drainage, possibly meeting, we're definitely meeting with your engineer who has jurisdiction in this area if we need to go into a civil engineering thing, if we need drywells or, you know, there's not enough room for detention basin. There's structural damage based on a few things from our initial investigation. One, apparently there's a lot of clay in the strata here. Is this building literally sinking? We have to determine that. Number two, some of the porches and cracked, and it's a brick structure. There's some settling going on in the basement and concrete slab kind of pushing up as this thing is moving. So I know at the very least we can get water away from the building so it doesn't get worse. That's priority number one. So it's going to set up an alternate. Secondly, structurally, what can we do? I want to get, you know, some investigations. Is it indeed settling or has it stopped? And since it's a brick structure, you literally can't just like jack it up and put a deeper foundation under it. So we're going to look at that sort of stuff. So then structurally look at some of the porches are lifting away, the bricks, make it safe, you know, structurally. And if there, and then the third thing would be handicap accessibility. The one across the alleyway, and the courtyard rather, already has a handicap ramp. This one does not. But I really don't know. In terms of priority, I want to make sure the structure's safe first before we get into that. So there won't be, from your aspect, it's not like we're putting an addition on or changing the volume or the massing and everything. We got to make it safe. And that's all, love to redo it, everything, but we got to see how far, if we get the grant, how far we can go with it.
Okay.
Okay, so my understanding is that you guys are going to apply for the grant, and we are a pass-through organization.
Correct.
So they would award the grant to the borough, and then we would write you a check for half what the grant money is.
As it comes in.
Yeah, if you got your $400,000 grant, they would give it to the borough, we would turn around and write the arc of Warren County at $400,000.
Right, I worked at the same type of small cities grant when I worked on their actual office building there now, to have the bad brick core building and the solar. Yeah, I was the architect for that, so I understand. We got to wait for Trenton to finally look at the invoice, send it to you, and then we eventually get paid. We understand.
Yeah, so that's what you're here for. You want us, you're going to apply for the grant, and you want us to be the pass-through organization.
Correct.
We have done that in the past, where the ARC has applied for the grant, that the town has been awarded, I can't even tell you how much money, but I know it's been substantial, and then we just turn around and write them a check.
Correct.
And just so everybody's aware, this is the Garter's Court residential facility on which fronts the Washington Avenue.
Yeah, here.
Correct.
So this is the front view from Washington, and here's kind of just the overall site plan. Here's Washington Avenue. It's the front of the buildings. There's Flossback and Gardner Court behind it. So we're looking at this building to the right here.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, there's a distant ramp here. So this is the priority, the four units.
This year, yeah.
Oh, sorry?
That's the building this year.
Yeah. So, yeah, we're going to split them up, take care of this one first. That's the most pressing one. So does everyone understand what it is now?
Mm-hmm. I just had questions for numbers. So Gardner's Court, the ARC already operates in units.
Mm-hmm. All of those.
Are those going to be additional units, or is it staying the same?
It's the same.
Okay.
It's the same. We just want to make it safer. That's our plan.
We're not changing.
You get an extra couple extra affordable housing credits out of it, but
we would not oppose the addition.
Oh.
If you had to move.
We will keep that in mind.
Okay, so I will need a motion to help. Yes, sir.
I got a question. What happens if you don't get the grant? How do you move forward to make it safe?
We will have to see what kind of funding the ARC has to take care of it. But either way, I would still do an investigation of it, but we'll see how it could get funded. Yeah, because I got to make sure just ethically that it's safe. we really don't know yet.
Okay.
Yeah. At the very least, if they have funding, we can at the very least get the water away from the building. There's simple issues, just the gutters and downspouts, dumping the water right on them. That's an easy thing. We can have a bake sale for that.
Okay.
Yeah.
You ready for that?
Yeah.
Who bakes? Okay. Does anybody else have any questions?
I'll make a motion.
I'll second.
We have a motion and a second to be the pass-through agency for New York for the Small Cities Grant. Is there any other discussion on that? Can we have a roll call, please?
Connie? Yes. DeShemin?
Yes.
Norris?
Yes.
Valley?
Yes.
Hagan?
I have to abstain because my mother is employed. Otherwise, I would support.
Okay.
Thank you. So you guys do what you do. Contact Matt. And work with Matt, and then when the money comes in, we'll give it to you.
All right.
Well, thank you very much for clarifying why we were here.
Okay.
And there are some formal resolutions later.
Yeah, that has to be done
in the past. And then once Laura certifies them, we'll provide them to the ARC, and that will be this process moving.
Okay.
Yeah, that's a good point, because they have a consultant who expedites this whole application process.
And I had them in touch with Matt already.
Okay, as far as the resolution prior to that, there's a deadline in September for that something, right?
Okay. Yeah, well, the application deadline is September 13th.
We'll have all these.
We'll be fine with that.
Okay, beautiful.
And I just became aware of a couple of items in the two of the resolutions that need to be changed, very minor things. Who do I emailed the consultant already before I left the office as I read through everything. So would you like me to just have her send that off to you tomorrow morning ASAP?
Yeah, we need to pass them.
Do you want the actual changes?
Are they like typographical things? What are they?
It's just, would you like me to show them to you?
Yeah.
I have them.
Thank you.
I bring them to? Matt? Here's my thing statement. Here's your, what's your, let's see, it may be you.
No, it's the county. It should say one.
Exactly. Very simple. And the other one is, actually, this is kind of mine too. This is from our previous grant. We have solar in here.
Okay. Right. Okay. All right, so.
Can you leave this with you so you can?
Yeah.
That's nice. The one is typographical.
Yeah.
We can just say with each one tasked with corrections.
Right.
Yeah.
That makes sense.
Yeah.
Do you want me to leave these or?
Can you?
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, yeah, I know what they are, so I can always make them myself and I'll.
Yep, that's fine.
All right.
These corrections.
Those were the only things.
Yep.
All right.
I'm going to note it for entrance.
Okay. And who said government was hard?
Not me.
Works at the local level, that's for sure. Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay, is there anyone else who would like to approach?
Yes.
Name and address for the record, please.
Robert Camerata, 47 Alvin Sloan Ave. Reason I'm here is because I'm having issues with the Shade Tree Commission. Okay, I believe you all received a letter from Ms. Halpern. I read a little bit of it. Seems pretty accurate. However, this goes beyond what that has to say. I don't think she mentioned in there that they cut down four trees before they got to the right one.
Mm.
They haven't replaced those trees yet. They haven't cut the stump, removed the stumps yet, only on my property because I complained about it. She's been very nice about it because I think they know they screwed up and they screwed up bad. But the problem is they cut down a 30-foot perfectly good tree in my front yard. The tree that I complained about 3 years ago because it was dropping large branches. I went to them and they told me, oh, that's what the tree does. I'm not a tree expert by no means. I don't believe it. So, little research, whatever. Sunshine Tree Service came to the house and said, yes, this is what this tree does. Okay, that's what it does. Matt was over the house, because I had to show him, Mr. Hall, was over the house. I had to show him, and I still didn't fit well with me. Fast forward 3 years, that last winter storm we had, the heavy one, tree on the other side of my yard, large branch broke loose from it. I called Matt. Basically saying, hey, I told you this was going to happen because I thought both trees were dying. Matt said, all right, I'll send the DPW over to, you know, cut the branch down and clean up the yard. Thank you again. Then I was told they're going to cut down the tree that was damaged, not the one in the front. My wife calls me at work and says, don't be mad. They cut the wrong tree down again. You put your own word in there. I get home and there it was, the tree was down. So I came home for lunch. I called Matt, came here. I talked to Sue Fleming and I told her, and she basically looked at me and said, you got to be kidding me, right? Now that's three trees that they cut down that were wrong. This is leading me to believe that they're not even coming out to the properties to view it. So I have a real problem with that, because if you're going to do a job, do it right, regardless if you're a volunteer or not. And I'm not even going to get into volunteering around here. So 2 weeks later, they come down and they cut down the other tree. Now I got no trees in the front of my house. I don't know what it's going to do to my property value, for one. We'll start there. But I've never seen somebody so apologetic for cutting down a tree. It's pretty funny. I had to call her to have them remove the stumps. And then when they removed the stumps, they left all the shavings behind. So I called her again, and I said, actually just a text message, what do I do with these shavings? And her response was, well, you can use them as mulch. I got black mulch around my whole yard. What am I going to do with that? I said, well, no, it's your problem, your tree, you can get rid of it. Again, Matt sent out the DPW to pick up the shavings, which I don't think was right, but whatever it is. I wasn't doing it.
This was after the stumps were ground?
This was yesterday, or today, I'm sorry, today it was. When I got home, they were gone. I mean, this brings us to the last problem, is I argued that there was a tree that was, I thought was dying, and they insisted it wasn't dying, and I gave up. I said, okay, if it's not dying, then I have to live with a tree that's dropping all these branches all over my yard. Actually, at one point, I even said to Mr. Hall that, what if one of these branches falls on my car? Is the borough going to take any responsibility? His response was no. Well, I don't want the tree. It's your tree. It's dropping branches on my yard. What if it falls, hits a car, gives damage? All of a sudden, it's my problem. It's funny how it becomes my problem when it's an inconvenience to you guys or the shade tree. But when it's convenient for you, it's my problem, which I don't think is right, but that's just the way it is. The problem is I'm going to be stuck with an 8-foot tree in my front yard now, a tree that took 17 years to grow, which was fine by their standards, and they cut it down. Because, again, no one came to the property, and stop me anytime you want to ask a question. No one came to the property to actually mark the tree, nothing. She mentions in her little letter to you guys, here's the book that she dropped off. I'm not picking the tree because I'm not going to be responsible for the tree. I decided I'm not going to do it. They can put the tree, whatever tree they're going to put that, and they're going to put two back. Actually, they should be putting four back. My neighbor's two trees, which were cut down when no one lived in the house. Keep that in mind. The guy lived in California. No one was living in the house. It was for sale. But I'm not going to pick the trees because I'm not going to take any responsibility if something goes wrong with those. But at that point, when she dropped this off in my mailbox, okay, at that point, that's when she tied a ribbon around the tree that needed to be cut. It's only one tree left. So, I don't know what I'm going to gain out of this, but I'm requesting that it's not an 8-foot tree, if that makes any sense to anybody. Because who knows what the damage is to the value of my home. So, my tax bill today. Not even going to get into that one either. Okay, because now you guys are just cutting down trees at random. And I say you guys, but not the borough, the shade tree. I mean, if they're not going to go out.
That was actually the distinction I was going to make, Bob. Because that is just the one thing to remember. So in terms of council, and the powers of council,
mm-hmm.
The council created the Shade Tree Commission, council can abolish.
Oh, I didn't get to that yet.
That's about it. Well, I mean, or they can...
Matt, let me ask you a question.
They can choose to fund them or defund them.
Okay, let me ask you a question.
Yes.
Do they have a budget?
Yes. Right. They, I mean,
so
they,
then
they
you should have some... Then you should have some control over if you're giving them a budget.
And that's what he's talking about
okay.
right
yeah.
now.
All right.
And that's the extent.
But the thing that, and I will say this, it's not about me coming here and bashing any individual, because I will say that Catherine has been unbelievably nice. But the problem is we have something that cannot be repaired. Okay? Something that I argued for, and I was told, no, you can't have it because it's perfectly fine. And I sat back and... It was good 2 years. I can say it worked. Well, it is what it is. I have to deal with this. I have to live with it. That's how it is. Okay, but now, you know, you go cut down a perfectly good tree that you said was perfectly good. And now I got to, you know, again, I don't know what kind of damage it did to my property value. Okay, I don't have any shade. My front of my house is wide open. I'll show you a picture if you'd like to see it. But I have nothing in front of my home now. Okay, and, you know, I was always under the impression that the shade tree... if they take down a tree, they're supposed to put one up. All right, this is the front of my home now.
What's the 8-foot tree you keep talking about?
Because they're going to have to plant a new tree.
Oh, okay.
So, you know, we're dealing with a tree that was 30 feet tall. Now, am I correct in saying that when they cut down a tree, they're supposed to replace the tree? So that brings the other question. How come they're not replacing the trees if that's what they're supposed to do? Because, and I will add this, I even offered to cut down the tree myself and replant another tree at my cost. And they were like, no, you can't do that. And now this is the end result. Four trees are gone and none are replaced yet. So.
For those of you who haven't been here that long, this has been an ongoing issue with Mr. Camerata.
Since 2016.
The tree in his yard. He did come to the council and he did make the comment that he would remove the tree at his expense because he thought it was dying and he would replace it with another tree at his expense. I had the opportunity to receive a phone call from Mr. Camerata, and as I enjoy doing, I go to those homes when they call and witnessed myself the two neighbor's trees that were cut down, and I chuckle because it's not funny, but it's...
Oh, it's funny. It's funny as hell.
And then the tree that was taken down from his, the one that he wanted down, and then the one that was damaged that had to come down.
Who gives the direction of what tree gets cut down and what tree does not get cut down, Dave?
Well, that comes...
I know it's the Shade Tree Commission, but who on the Shade Tree, who gives that?
Well, I know you're...
I can't answer that question.
Okay.
If can I answer that?
Sure.
If you're referring to that letter that Rudy camped out, I don't know, because what gave, you know, and I know Rudy, I'm friends with Rudy, but I don't know if he's got any background in tree growth. So what gives him to say, you know, who is she to say, okay, Rudy said it's got to come down or whatever, it's okay. Why she would listen to him is beyond me. But regardless, I do remember that happening too, that he was out at the house. But then again, he was only the code enforcer.
I believe it goes this way. It's kind of like us, that they discuss the requests for tree removals.
Mm-hmm.
They take a vote and say that they're going to do it because then they have to appropriate the funds to do it, which I'm sure they have to vote.
Well, I have a question. Shade Tree Commission gets a budget. They operate within that budget, so to say.
Right.
Why are we paying the DPW to go do their job?
It's not the Shade Trees Commission's job to actually remove the trees. They're supposed to maintain, prune, and plant. They are the ones that are supposed to set the schedule for the pruning. And again, when I was at Mr. Camerata's house, I happened to look down the sidewalk, and he's laughing about this. You actually have to get off the sidewalk and walk in the road because the trees are hanging in the sidewalk.
And I've actually had that conversation with Mr. Hall as well.
And it was, I mean, it's...
And that's just not a mile, it's around the whole neighborhood.
Here's what I said, listen.
So
again, we have no control over the Shade Tree Commission except finance. But I think somewhere along the line we need to get some type of maintenance schedule. I think what happens, and I'm not sure, I might be talking out of line, is that something happens, we go fix what happened instead of like our five-year plan for roads, is that we have a five-year plan to maintain the Shade Tree Commission's trees.
Mm-hmm.
And along with that, sometimes I think we are in a rush to plant instead of a rush to take care of what we already have. So we plant more trees, but in the meantime, the trees that are planted are left. And because they are the Shade Tree Commission's trees, you cannot prune those trees because you have not been properly trained to prune those trees. So it's a vicious cycle. So I think maybe what we should do.
So who prunes the trees?
Pardon me?
Who does the pruning?
Who does the pruning? They actually hire companies, that, you know, like Sunshine Tree and
so who cuts the
Beaver? Pardon me.
Who cuts them?
They contract out to have it.
So the Shade Tree Commission gets people to cut the tree, prune the tree, take care of the tree.
Yes.
Now, 3-4 months ago, when the Shade Tree person was here and I asked those questions, they said they didn't have the money. So how do they do this if they don't have enough money in their budget to do it?
Well, they have money. I mean, typically they're funded about $20,000 a year. And so, I mean...
So if you spend $12,000 and cut two trees down, your budget's gone. How are you going to take care of all the trees in the town?
I don't know if it was $12,000.
Well, I mean, yeah, I don't know if the same... I mean, we got a quote to take down a 60-foot tall tree that's going to cost less than $2,000. I mean, $12,000 is a lot of money, you know, to cut down two trees. So typically what they'll do is they'll take that $20,000, they'll spend that through the course of the year to either plant trees, prune trees, whatever. And then the Department of Public Works will help them out where they can. The limitation on the Department of Public Works usually is a lot of the pruning work that they do. I mean, you're talking mature trees that are approaching 100 years old in some cases. So, I mean, they're extremely tall. You know, we don't have bucket trucks. We don't have tree. We don't have climbers. Mm-hmm. You know, guys that can do that kind of work. So, you know, we help out where we can, and then they use their money, you know, from their budget to do the rest. I mean, now you could argue it that they don't have enough money to do what they do, and that could go two ways. That, you know, they should be funded more, or they should be abolished. I mean, you know, it could be argued either way.
Abolishment puts $20,000 in the budget for the DPW.
I think, I don't know what the requirements are for the establishment of the Shade Tree Commission, and I know that because they're a commission, that they're an autonomous organization, but, you know, when somebody says, comes to them and says, I will take care of this at my cost, you know,
that offers off the table.
Wait a second, you didn't just... Me, did you?
That offer's off the table, by the way.
But what I'm saying is, you know, that, and what happens if you get caught pruning a shade tree? Tree?
There's nothing in the ordinance that provides punishment.
Well, that's good.
Now you tell me.
Okay, but if you take it down. But anyway, and I think that everybody needs to know, you know, listen, where is his tree was. How far was it? We measured it? 13 feet off the curb?
13 feet. I believe the setback is, I believe the setback the is, 15, is 15 feet, I believe.
In his yard, that's on the other side of the sidewalk. So we need to know where the town right-of-way goes from that road. It goes from the center?
He's
each way, right?
Yep.
Okay, so if it was 13 feet off the curb, how much of a right-of-way do we have there?
Right-of-way is typically 33 or 60.
Oh, really?
So what part of my property do I actually own? My driveway's only 35. You own half my backyard.
You typically own everything.
You're responsible for everything.
Yeah.
You might not own
it. But the municipality has an easement on top of it for maintenance of the road. So you own it. But yeah, I don't know what the size of that right-of-way is.
They're different throughout the borough.
I think it's 15 feet, but that's why I always thought it was.
So what did you? I missed what
from the curb.
The
mayor thought it was from the center of the road, which would make it 35 feet.
Yeah, typically right away are 33 to 50 feet.
Okay.
Typically, again, there could be an odd one.
Well, unfortunately, there is no one here from the Shade Tree Commission to hear your concerns, but. We will forward them, and I think that we could ask for, you know, to see their maintenance plan, and maybe at budget time next year we need to reevaluate.
Well, I don't think it's right if I have to wait till next year for trees. I was told in the fall, but again, I don't want a 7-foot tree in my yard. They're going to have to dig a hole and put a tree in there. That's what I'm expecting.
Okay.
Sorry, because I did not screw this up. They failed to come to the house and see what was supposed to be cut. The pictures of the tree were forwarded to her or them by Matt. They failed, not me. And I've done everything by the rules. I've sent letters. I've sent emails.
Did they say that a tree was coming?
Well, she said that we're going to plant in the fall. And that's fine, but I don't. I better not. I'll pull out. If she puts a 7-foot tree in there, I'm going to pull it out and throw it in the road. Why? She just said there's no repercussion for taking it out.
No, not for taking it out, for pruning.
If you cut it down.
I'll cut it down.
Another one in.
Well, now I'm back to square one, ain't I? But, no, I don't want a 7-foot tree there. If you're going to put a 7-foot tree, don't bother.
You can have the one that's in front of my house that they planted.
Well, you know. How much does a 30-foot tree cost? Let me ask you that.
I couldn't even begin to tell you.
Right. Right. You took a tree that was 17 years old, by your standards, was a perfect tree. And then you turn around and cut it down. And I'm going to pay the price for it? No. That's not going to happen.
All right,
I'm not expecting a 30-foot tree to be replaced, but I better not see an 8-foot tree or a 9-foot tree. Not even a 12-foot tree.
Well, we'll see. Matt, I'm sure that you will contact the chair of the Shade Tree Commission. To find out what can be done and have contact with Mr. Camerata. Mr. Camerata, you know you have my phone number.
Mm-hmm.
There is no contact made.
Okay.
So you are more than the invitation is there for you to call.
Thank you, sir. Matt, can I call you too?
Yeah.
You do anyway.
Yeah, I know. I'm really good at it.
Actually, you come in and see him.
Right. All right, well, I guess I'm done.
All right. Okay. All right. I'll say that again. I apologize.
Not your fault. You didn't cut it down. Unless you did, right? Thank you, everybody. Have a great night.
Thank you, Bob.
Maybe we could take one of the trees in Grand Avenue and put it in front of your house.
Okay, is there anyone else who needs to approach? Yes, ma'am. Your name and address for the record, please.
Manager, we've never met before. Mayor, council people, my name is Yvonne Placateris, Post Office Box 127, Stuartville, New Jersey. I'm here to express my concern and opinions as well as offer some hopefully practical revision solutions to the rental property housing inspection program. I own Block 90, Lot 2, purchased in 1994, Block 90, Lot 3, purchased in 1998, Block 90, Lot 1, purchased in 2003, so I have a lot of history with the Borough of Washington. Collectively, I pay over $27,000 a year in property taxes to the borough. Never sent my children to school here, never asked for anything. I've had two police visits to my property in the last 25 years. In 2008, I could have abandoned these properties, and I didn't. I stuck it out with the borough. I stuck it out through manager after manager after manager, hoping things would turn around. Two of my properties are subjected to state inspection. I'm subjected to Section 8 county inspections. And then in the month of July, I get a letter from the borough that now I'll be subjected to borough inspection on top of everything else. And the problem I have with this is trifold. First off, why didn't the borough contact respectable property owners like me with 30 years experience to come and work on this with you guys? I mean, have you guys read this? You guys want me to send a copy of every one of my leases to you? My lawyer has the lease. My accountant has the lease. Why does the borough need my lease? More paper. I don't understand why you didn't reach out to us to have an intelligent workshop on what you're going to do about the derelict properties. I understand that, but I'm not a derelict landlord. You communicate with me for my taxes, for my sewer, and you communicated with me with this fee, but you couldn't communicate with me to come and talk to you about this? What works, what doesn't work? That I find very, very distressing in this borough. Secondly, who gets a 700% increase in fees in 1 year? I went from paying $75 for three to over $400. Who gets that? And for what?
Was anybody inspecting your properties in the previous years when you were paying the $25?
Every time I had a new tenant.
No.
Rudy
no.
was there.
No.
You can ask the young man that was at my property last year.
Okay. That's your fire inspection.
Plus, I'm also inspected every 5 years from the state.
Okay. Can I? So the fire inspections are mandatory. The state says we have
to. Of course.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's all that was, the fire inspection. So the fire inspector walks in and sees that you have smoke detectors, COs, and fire extinguisher in the kitchen, you pass. That's it. They don't look for anything else. It doesn't matter the condition of the property. That's the fire inspection. So the $25 didn't even pay for that. The fire inspection is a separate fee that's mandated by the state. Okay. So the inspections that we are doing now, which this ordinance, I don't know if you have properties in other towns, this ordinance is modeled off of what Phillipsburg does, what Dover does, what Morristown does, Hackettstown. So the fees pay for the inspector's salary. The inspector, unfortunately, did not work for free. So he goes out, does a top-to-bottom inspection of the property, looks for things like...
I know. I've owned properties for 30 years. I go through state inspection. I know what they look for. I know what they do.
Well, that's the reason for the fee.
Okay.
Because we have to pay an inspector to physically inspect the property.
Every year?
Yes.
To what gain?
To keep the properties in good shape.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Can I continue then with what I have to say? I think that if a landlord does not own a derelict property and is inspected by the state inspector, and if I recall, I think state trumps county trumps borough, but
that's
I might be...
correct. The municipality is permitted to... the same thing's done in Phillipsburg, multifamily.
But I'm not in Phillipsburg. We're in Washington, so none of that matters to me. But here's what I have to say.
It does, because we're a municipality just like Phillipsburg is.
And it's not helping the Phillipsburg rental. Have you been to Phillipsburg lately?
I would argue that.
It isn't. But here's what I have to say. This is my request.
I want to make a point, because what you're saying is that the ordinance goes against state law.
No, I didn't say that. What I said is, if a landlord is inspected by a state in a calendar year, shouldn't that be enough for the municipality? Why are you, your list right here is exactly the same list I get from the state. And I've done my due diligence, okay? So why do I have to take a day off from work for the state and then take a day off from work for you guys in the same year? Why don't you give consideration to the landlord for that? I don't have the luxury of taking days off like that. I mean, regardless of what a mindset might be that landlords make a lot of money, the borough is not attracting high-paying renters. It just isn't. So my point is, I think some consideration should be given when a property's already been inspected. I'm not looking to make trouble here. As a matter of fact, you know, I'm just saying, why isn't that being considered? Or if I'm being inspected by Section 8, why shouldn't that be enough?
Unfortunately, we had issues with some rental properties over the last couple of years. Maybe yours.
Since 2008, if I recall, you had a large amount of abandoned properties.
I didn't say abandoned properties. I said rental properties, where the landlords, unfortunately, didn't take care of the people that they were renting to. So, to ensure that these people, I mean, have you ever been into apartments to see where floors are falling around toilets? And I'm not saying that you are one of these landlords, but unfortunately, we can't say because your floor is like this, we're gonna come and inspect you every year. It has to be a blanket. And unfortunately, if you're one of the landlords that take care of the people that you lease to, we appreciate that. Unfortunately,
but you're using a stick to hurt the people that are doing their job.
What about the people that live in those places? You know,
let's
talk
this
about the people who live in those places. Mm-hmm. Let's talk about, and I'm not speaking about you. But
I understand,
about,
but
no,
some consideration needs
let's
to be given.
Let's talk about the landlords who are taking people's money and not fixing so they have a decent place to live. You know how many people we've come here to say, can you help us with what we're doing with the landlord? Sure, don't renew your lease. But I'm in a lease for the next year, and the floor is getting away. I understand exactly what you're saying. But unfortunately, the ordinance was passed to take care of the people that the landlords are not taking care of by themselves.
And so how are you taking care of a landlord that's dropping $27,000 a year in your borough? You're not taking care of me. I'm a property owner.
Yeah, so am I.
So why wouldn't you at least give some consideration to the people that are doing their job correctly?
I don't think that we can get into a situation where we debate the entire ordinance piece by piece.
I don't want to debate the entire ordinance.
So what would you suggest?
I just made one suggestion, that if a property has been inspected by the state in that calendar year, the borough should forgo that inspection. If I get my certificate from the state and I come down and show you, you should forgo that inspection. If the county comes and inspects my property and I have a lease that they've approved, you should forgo that inspection. I'm not that kind of landlord. But what I'm trying to say is to keep a property to the standard where someone's toilet isn't falling down takes lots and lots of money. And the fact that now I have to pay even more money makes that less repair. There's a dollar logic here, gentlemen and ladies. These fees are exorbitant, number one. And number two, it does cost to keep and maintain a property. And I am not commanding $1,200 and $1,300 a month because I'm in the borough. And that is the truth. And I have 30 years of experience in the borough.
Thank you.
I'm telling you, it's crippling, and I'm not asking for help, except I'm asking for some practical common sense here, inspection upon inspection upon inspection.
I'll be perfectly honest with you. The state and county inspections are a joke. Mm-hmm.
Well, I beg to differ with you, because I'll give you the report. And
the report may say something, mm-hmm. but the inspectors, I've seen them, the county inspectors, the state inspectors, they come in.
Wow.
They don't care. They check a few boxes.
I don't know. I don't agree with that at all.
I deal with the state of New Jersey every day. They're a nightmare.
Yeah, well, that's great. Well, but what I'm saying is, what is your stopgap measure for this housing inspector now, the borough's housing inspector, who's justifying his job? Where is his logic going to be? What is his protocol, or what is his checklist going to be? So now is the mindset in the borough that the state inspectors are no good, so we're going to give all sorts of authority and rights to this housing inspector to come and do whatever he wants because we're going to make the borough of Washington's rentals perfect or something like that? State's no good, what's going to make your guy any better?
The quality of rental property, yes, that's actually the goal right there.
So this is non-negotiable. You're not going to consider any options for those of us that are doing the right thing. I don't know how many are in the borough.
I mean, the council can certainly take it under advisement.
No, I want action. I don't want conversation. I want to know that you're beating me up.
Right now, we're not taking any action.
It is what it is.
It is what it is. At this moment, right here, it is what it is.
So then tell me, for $27,000 a year, what am I getting besides now another fee?
Well, you could tell us
what
you're
getting. And by the way, my tree was cut down. I was told I had to get it cut down, and I never got one replaced. And I never even complained. I was told it had come down. Big, beautiful 30-year-old tree. Did it when I was in demand. The last thing is the floor plans. When I did extensive work on 168 Broad, which is block 90, lot 3, I had to provide all sorts of engineering documents. Do you have them? Are they vaporized? Do I have to do floor plans? I provided them to the borough. I absolutely did.
We don't have a building department.
No, wait. Were you here? I was here. I'm telling you. The borough of Washington had blueprints to block 90.
Excuse me, ma'am. I understand that you're a little upset, but your sarcasm isn't going to get you anywhere.
But why would
your
he say I didn't do it? He's calling me a liar.
He's
I was
not
here.
All right, listen. You had to submit plans, construction plans.
That's right. Do you have them?
The borough does not have a construction official. That is through the state.
Listen. That's right. And you guys used to do certificate of occupancy. I had to give the borough those papers for my certificate of occupancy. And a gentleman named Alan went right into a green filing cabinet in one of those rooms down there and pulled it out.
Yes.
Okay. That's,
Alan Fisher hasn't worked here.
I know, that's what I'm trying to say.
But records retention on those types of things is 10 years maximum.
So you don't have any of the blueprints written. That was all the question I asked. That was all the question I asked. Do you still have those floor plans that I had to do? Okay. Well, I'm very sorry that this was unsuccessful, and you're all looking at me like I'm a crazy person, but I just find that the fact that none of us were ever communicated with about the writing of this ordinance is really sad, and it really does make me want to leave the borough, and I am a good landlord. For those of you, can ask Rudy Becerra, who I briefly heard about today. He'll tell you the kind of apartments I run, but I can't sustain them, and I don't want to be subjected to more and more and more inspections. It's just very time-consuming and very revenue-consuming, and it doesn't work for me.
Thank you for the time and the effort that you have put in the borough.
Thank you.
Is there anyone else who would like to approach? Okay, seeing that.
Everybody else go first. Melanie Teal, Washington Borough Business Improvement District, Executive Director, 21 Belvedere Avenue is the office. So I just wanted to give you a quick update. First of all, our big event is 1 month away, Festival in the Borough.
What day is that?
September 14th.
Kevin's almost done with the map.
Great. Good. Thank you. And I want to, you know, I know it's the county, state, whatever, but Washington Avenue looks so nice now that it's paved. I just want to keep driving back and forth because it's just so pretty and nice. And when they do the lines, it'll look even nicer.
Yeah, I see they have all those marked out.
Yeah, nice. Yeah.
Unlike the last time they came through and did it, and we waited 7 years for them to give approval to have the parking spots.
Kevin and I have been on them from probably 5 months before they started the project.
They don't know if they follow them.
So anyway, Festival in the Borough, September 14th. I hope to see you all there. We did get DOT approval to hang the banner across 57. I emailed the fire department to, you know, let them know that they can do it. It can only be up for 2 weeks, and the fire, they know what to do with it. So soon you'll be seeing the yard signs up, starting tomorrow. We'll have those out and about telling people about the festival. And we're set. We're just waiting for the day to come. Everything's in place. Everything's done. A couple other things that noteworthy that I wanted to share with the council tonight is Matt and I are working on a grant through, is it Downtown New Jersey? Is it called, or what is it?
You're talking about the Highlands.
The Highlands grant.
The Highlands grant application, which would be for the study, which mm-hmm. you know, $70,000 downtown revitalization study, of which Highlands picks up $50,000. The bid is agreed to pick up the other $20,000. It's about an 8-9 month process, and it'll serve to answer a lot of the questions that we wonder about a lot of times in terms of traffic counts and how many people are walking the street at any given time, and infill redevelopment strategies. It'll be a really useful tool for us.
Mm-hmm. And for the bid as well. Yeah.
Yeah, you're welcome. Agreeing to fund that.
We should be. That's what we should be doing.
And also the trash receptacle.
Right. That was next on. Yep. We're working on a grant with the USDA for new trash receptacles in town. We won't be able to replace all of them, but we'll be able to replace most of them.
How many are actually out there?
I don't. There's about 25. He said 25, 27.
Yeah. Well, I think there may have been that many at one time.
At one time, but
a little less than 20 left now. Because we moved around, some of them gotten damaged.
Yeah.
But we selected these particular cans because they're much less susceptible to people stuffing large garbage bags into them.
Mm-hmm.
So, from an aesthetics point of view, they should be a lot better.
Yes. So we'll have an, we're applying for a grant for $8,000 to the USDA. The USDA, if the grant goes through, we'll get $4,400 from them, and then the balance of the $8,000 the bid will pay for. And that should give us 18 new garbage cans.
Yeah,
metal ones, nice metal.
Yeah,
ones,
well distributed yeah. through, you know, the downtown.
Right, to the discretion of Matt, where they're going to go.
They're steel.
Yeah.
Steel, yeah.
And they're black.
Awesome.
That's it.
So while she's up, are there any updates on the bike racks and the benches?
So what's that?
The bike racks and the benches. She said
DPW has the bike racks and the benches that were purchased. Frank Blanche painted the donated by on the back of the two bench slats. And we're just waiting for the DPW to put them together and put them out.
They have them. Just
yeah.
They,
yeah.
Grass didn't stop growing this time of year, unfortunately.
Yep, exactly. And they know where they're going to go. And I told them if they needed any hardware, they didn't come with hardware because I needed to wait and see where they were going to put them. So I told Jonathan from the DPW, let me know what kind of hardware you need, and I'll order it because it's all part of the deal. And, so they were going to look and see. They may have already have in stock.
Are
at
you
the DPW
looking to have them
right
in the festival in the borough? Or you think
I want. Yeah, I would like them out now. I wanted them out 2 weeks ago.
The barricade will be out, so I don't know exactly with the amount of people that are coming through.
Yeah, I don't really know how many bike riders you're going to get.
Well, that's what I'm saying.
Yeah. So there was a lot of bikes last year.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Whether they get used or not, I don't know.
But, you know, it'll be a nice addition to downtown.
Thank you.
Okay, thank you. Is there anyone else who would like to approach Mr. Chamber? No? Okay. All right. Seeing that nobody else would like to approach, I'll entertain a motion to close the audience portion. Thank God. All those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Abstained. Okay, let's move on with the agenda. Let's go to vouchers.
Motion to pay the bills. Second.
We have a motion and a second. Is there any discussion on any of the bills? There are a lot of them.
Yeah. Yes.
And the reason is because we only have one meeting. So, is there any discussion on any of the bills? Okay. Hearing no discussion on any of the bills, roll call, please.
Connery?
Yes.
DeShemin?
Yes.
Norris?
Yes.
Ballard?
Yes.
Diggins?
Yes. Okay, moving right along. Let's go on to reports.
Motion to keep the file.
We have a motion and a second. Is there any discussion on any of the reports? Okay.
We didn't receive the state health report again.
The what?
The health report.
The health report. That's from the county.
The county health report.
Yeah, I have not gotten one. I don't think I've gotten one recently.
Yeah, we didn't have one for the last meeting either.
I'll have to check. I'll see okay. What I have. I'll put it in the next agenda.
Okay.
For whatever last time I sent it.
Okay, thank you.
Okay.
So I would just point out that
I was going to get to that.
Okay. You got it.
I was going to get to that, but and this wise guy here, number four, the third word in, you pronounced that for me. Parsnipping in it.
That's my point.
Yeah, okay. But anyway, go ahead. You were talking about it. Yeah, that's Mike's word.
I hope everybody takes the time to read the report that was provided by Housing Inspector on the rental inspection program with regard to what's actually being done. You know, I will say that, we got some complaints, but, you know, surprise that the fee increased. But initially most landlords assume that it was going to be the old program where you just send in a fee and a piece of paper and nothing happens. Because before, we just required registration of properties, $25 fee. No one came out to look at the property.
Mm-hmm.
Now that they know someone is actually coming and spending, 30 minutes, 45 minutes, I mean, you know, in cases of the large multifamilies, hours, you know, going through these properties, taking photos, making notations, putting together detailed reports, sending it back to the landlord. You know, they get it. They understand, okay, you know, you have an actual inspector now, he needs to find it. And again, the ordinance, the fees, it's very similar to what's being done currently in Phillipsburg, in Dover, in Hackettstown, in Morristown. You know, it's with a few tweaks here and there, all of these towns, and a lot of, you know, a lot of our landlords have been in those towns, so they're more used to this. They understand it.
Okay, we have a motion and a second, right? All right, all those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Stigma. We can do that, right?
I'm a mess over here.
It was to receive and file.
I'm trying to help you. I'm totally plumbing it.
Okay.
I'm all riled up from the comments.
Okay, so let's move on to ordinances. Right? That's next on the list. Ordinances, new business. Any new business? Okay, let's go to ordinances. All right, let's start out on first reading. Ordinance, I'll entertain a motion to approve ordinance 2019-18 on first reading.
Motion.
We have a motion and a second. Is there any discussion?
This is for Rand F.
I believe it is.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Yep.
Okay, so we have a motion and a second.
We know when it's going to start?
We're just waiting for Top Line to mobilize. Top Line, as everybody knows, is actually doing the 57 construction project, so they don't have a lot of work to do to complete that, but they still have a little bit of work done. But basically, they're working on mobilizing the second three to get to
can we introduce the first
Great Avenue.
Okay, so the motion was to introduce and approve on first reading, right?
Yeah.
In the second, okay. No other discussion? Roll call, please.
Connery?
Yes.
Sushovan?
Yes.
North?
Yes.
Sally?
Yes.
Megan?
Yes. Okay. No, you don't need to read this here, unless you want to.
No, I don't.
Okay. Ordinance 2019-19. I'll entertain a motion to introduce and approve on first reading.
I move. Second.
We have a motion and a second. Is there any discussion? Roll call, please.
Connery?
Yes.
DeShemin?
Yes.
Norris?
Yes.
Ballard?
Yes.
Higgin?
Yes. Okay, ordinance 2019-20 to introduce and approve on first reading.
I move on first reading.
We have a motion and a second. Any discussion? Roll call, please.
Connery?
Yes.
Michonne?
Yes.
North?
Yes.
Sally?
Yes.
Higgins?
Yes. All right, let's see here. Ordinance 22, or 21, 22, 23, 24, and 25 will need to be pulled.
With the affordable housing plan,
yeah.
And we're just going to push into the next meeting.
All the way to 25?
All the way to, including 25. Okay,
we were trying to get out of here soon.
Can we pull some more?
Pull those, just for you.
Okay.
Some more?
We are pulling two.
Okay. Ordinance 2019-17, on the second reading, we need to have a public hearing.
So moved.
Second.
A motion and a second. All those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Abstain. Okay, at this point, I'd like to open the public hearing on Ordinance 2019-17. That is an ordinance to mandate direct deposit for compensation of municipal employees of the Borough of Washington effective September 1st, 2019. Pursuant to NJSA 5214-15F. Okay. Nobody wants to comment? I'll make a motion to close the public hearing?
Second.
We have a motion and a second to close the public hearing. All those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Abstained. I need somebody to introduce and approve for approval.
So moved.
Second.
We have a motion and a second. Any discussion? Roll call, please.
Connie?
Yes.
DeShannon?
Yes.
Norris?
Yes.
Ballard?
Yes.
Higgins?
This doesn't require a supermajority, right?
No.
No.
You're not saving money.
I know. I know. I like going to the bank and cashing a check, talking to the ladies there. People like telling me how to spend.
We can still go to the bank and take money.
Big government, that's what it is, big government. Okay, let's go to resolutions. 2019-113, a resolution requesting approval of items of revenue and appropriations.
So moved.
Second. We have a motion and a second. Is there any discussion? We are getting $3,000 for Green Communities Grant. Roll call, please.
Connie?
Yes.
DeShannon?
Yes.
Norris?
Yes.
Ballard?
Yes.
Higgins?
Yes. Resolution 2019-114, a resolution for redemption of tax certificate.
Second.
We have a motion and a second. Any discussion? Roll call, please.
Connie?
Yes.
DeShannon?
Yes.
Norris?
Yes.
Ballard?
Yes.
Higgins?
Yes. Resolution 2019-115, a resolution to refund overpayment of 2018 real estate taxes.
Second.
We have a motion and a second. Any discussion? Roll call, please.
Connie?
Yes.
DeShannon?
Yes.
Norris?
Yes.
Ballard?
Yes.
Higgins?
Yes. Resolution 2019-116, a resolution accepting a grant from the Hazardous Discharge Site Remediation Fund Public Entity Program through the New Jersey Economic Development Authority and the New Jersey Department of Environmental Protection.
So moved.
We have a motion and a second. Any discussion? Roll call, please.
What does this mean?
This is the grant we received from DEP for the cleanup of the Bicon tile site.
Yeah.
So this is accepting $171,000. So basically, the state is going to deposit a check for $171,336 into our account, and then our consultant we're going to hire with.
Will be paid for that.
Resolution will be paid from that amount.
Okay, roll call, please.
Connie?
Yes.
DeShannon?
Yes.
Norris?
Yes.
Ballard?
Yes.
Higgins?
Yes. Resolution 2019-117, self-examination of budget resolution as required by the DCA.
So moved. Second.
Excuse me, I have a motion and a second. Roll call, please.
Connie?
Yes.
DeShannon?
Yes.
Norris?
Yes.
Ballard?
Yes.
Higgins?
Yes. Resolution 2019-118, a resolution establishing a special period for third quarter local property taxes in the borough of Washington.
Mm-hmm.
We have a motion and a second. All those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Abstained. Okay, resolution 2019-119, borough council.
You're pulling 119
and 121
to get those more affordable housing.
Okay, let's pull those. You did tell me that. I forgot.
So the next meeting will be chock
full of
fun. Okay, that's good. Resolution 2019-122.
So moved.
Authorizing an award of the contract for professional service, PRC, New Providence, New Jersey, non-fair and open award of contract for environmental consulting services.
Second.
We have a motion and a second. Any discussion? Roll call, please.
Connie?
Yes.
DeShannon?
Yes.
Norris?
Yes.
Ballard?
Yes.
Higgins?
Yes. Are we done?
No.
All right, resolution, where are those? I don't have this. 123,
24, 25, 26, 27, 28.
I don't have them
yet.
No, we don't.
Okay, that's
all right.
Can we pull it? Resolution 1.
Pull them.
This is the approval to submit a grant application and execute a grant agreement with the New Jersey Department of Transportation for the Broad Street Resurfacing Project.
So moved.
Second.
We have a motion and a second. Any discussion? Yes.
Mm-hmm.
So I thought the water company was doing this.
So the water company is going to repave the extent of their work. So they started at the borough line, the southern borough line, So they're going to repave north on Broad Street to about Monroe Street, because that's where their work ended.
Okay.
All right, so we're going to have a gap between Monroe and the new pavement of the southerly edge of 57.
Mm-hmm.
So we've applied to DOT, I think, twice and gotten denied for Broad Street, which, I mean, you know, it's a lot of money. It's a very wide street. It's a long street. So basically what we're saying to DOT at this point is, look, we got 90% of the road paved. Just do this last 10%.
Can we not let the gas company open up so they can pave the rest of it?
Maybe we can do that in the meantime.
Okay, we have a motion and a second on Resolution 29-123. Roll call, please.
Connie?
Yes.
DeShelman?
Yes.
Norris?
Yes.
Valley?
Yes.
Higgins?
Yes. Resolution 2019-124, an approval to submit a grant application and execute a grant agreement with the New Jersey Department of Transportation for the South Lincoln Avenue Section 2 resurfacing project.
What
is that? South Lincoln.
So we received money to repave what we deem Section 1 of South Lincoln sometime next year. So I believe we got about $80,000, which it's not a lot, but, you know, it's something. So we're trying, you know, DOT likes when you try to do roads in phases. So, you know, that's why we're submitting for a phase two, because we get a good chance of getting grants. We're going to be doing phase one next year. So phase two would be in 2021.
Okay, so we have a motion and a second. Roll call, please.
Connie?
Yes.
DeShelman?
Yes.
Norris?
Yes.
Valley?
Yes.
Higgins?
Yes. Resolution 2019-125 is an approval to submit an application for Small Cities Grant for an Innovative Development Fund project to rehabilitate the arc of Warren County Chapter Incorporated Supportive Housing Supervised Apartments for Developmentally Disabled Adults of Low Incomes.
Correct.
With corrections.
Yeah.
With the noted corrections. Right, with the noted corrections. With the noted corrections.
Yeah, that was the other one.
Oh, okay.
All right, Matt, just let me know what the corrections are.
Yeah, I have copies here, so we can correct them after the fact.
All right, roll call, please.
Connors?
Yes.
DeShelman?
Yes.
Norris?
Yes.
Valley?
Yes.
Higgins?
Yes. Oh, well, I have to abstain.
Okay.
Sorry, take my book to the stage. All right, Resolution 2019-126, Art Fair Housing Statement of Actions.
So moved.
Second.
We have a motion and a second. Any discussion? Roll call, please.
Probably just a small correction.
With the noted corrections on that, too.
Yeah, it's the county of Suffolk, County 1.
Mm-hmm. With the noted corrections from, made the motion and second?
Yes.
Okay. Roll call, please.
Connery?
Yes.
DeShelman?
Yes.
Norris?
Yes.
Valley?
Yes.
Higgins?
Abstain. Resolution 2019-127, approval of grant management plan for a small cities grant for innovative development fund project to rehabilitate supportive housing units for low income. Are we doing that? Oh, for the arc of Warren County.
Mm-hmm.
With no.
There's that one we have.
All right.
So moved.
Second.
We have a motion and a second. Any discussion? Roll call, please.
Connie?
Yes.
DeShelman?
Yes.
Norris?
Yes.
Valley?
Yes.
Higgins?
Abstain. Let's see here. Resolution 2019-128, Small City Citizens Participation Plan.
What is that?
Yeah.
So basically, just so everybody knows, so these, all of these resolutions have to be made a part of their grant application. This is a federal grant program. This money flows through what's called, it's a HUD, Housing and Urban Development Grant Program called Community Development Block Grants, or CDBG for short. And the way this works is the federal government makes large amounts of funding available, what they call a block of funding, to the state. The money then flows through the state to municipalities, because the grants can't be made directly to nonprofits. So the money flows through the state and then through the municipality, through the nonprofit, which actually carried out the work, which in this case is going to be rehabilitation of the Gardner's Court homes.
Okay.
So this is just a lot of sort of
okay.
checklist type stuff that usually comes along with federal grants.
The Borough of Washington is applying for a grant with the New Jersey Department of Community Affairs, and the grant agreement requires the Borough of Washington to comply with all federal regulations with respect to citizen participation. And the Borough of Washington has reviewed the citizen participation plan prepared for small cities and CDBG grantees. Now, therefore, be it resolved, the Borough Council of the Borough of Washington, Warren County, New Jersey, developed the New Jersey plan, that the citizen participation plan developed by the New Jersey Department of Community Affairs, all cities, small cities, CDBG program is adopted by the Borough of Washington, and that the Borough of Washington will follow all regulations set forth in the document throughout the term of the grant agreement cited above. That the copies of the resolution shall be provided to the New Jersey Small Cities Program, Division of Housing and Community Resources, New Jersey Department of Community Affairs, and Broad Street. Let's see here.
So moved.
We have a motion and a second. You got a second?
Yes, second, yes.
Roll call, please.
Harley?
Yes.
DeShannon?
Yes.
North?
Yes.
Sally?
Yes.
Higgins?
Yes. That has to do with the ARC? Let's stand.
Yeah.
Any old business? Okay, let's go to a recap.
So I will speak with Mr. Kenwell, Kathy Halpin, about trees, the size of Mr. Kenwell's potential tree. That out.
Keep that pen handy, though. Okay. Keith, we're going to start with you tonight since you're on the small side.
Well, I want to talk to the garbage man first.
I thought you gave it to us to read and we were going to discuss it later.
No, I wanted to get people to listen to the press conference.
I liked it too. Did you like it? All right, we'll discuss that later. Did you like it?
Did everybody receive sort of the timeline in the email of the kind of the process on this?
Yes.
Okay. All right. So we get your council comment. We do need a brief executive for one item that's on here. I mean, it's literally going to take 5 minutes.
From where?
This discussion, easement concerns.
Oh, that's good. Okay.
Yeah.
What's the wonder that got to do with
it? Executive session.
Okay. I'm just saying. Okay. Keith.
What?
Council comments. Oh, before we start, one second. Let me cut you off real quick. When are we going to discuss the garbage thing at length? Next meeting?
Yeah. Okay. So, I mean, everybody, please, you know, read this document.
Because there is a timeline.
Yes.
Did you say that?
Right. So I do, if I could get questions that you have about this before the next meeting, that way I can be prepared to present on them. We can have a full discussion. Because depending on the decision we make, whether to go out bid, whether to, you know, go ahead with, undertaking our own solid waste operations, which on a bit of a tight timeline because there's a quick,
mm-hmm.
lead times on equipment.
Mm-hmm.
So.
And Matt put a lot of work into that. Thanks, Matt.
Yeah.
I appreciate
yeah,
it.
Thank you.
All right. Back to you, sir.
First of all, I'd like to say I think parade went pretty good. Fireworks went good. Everybody enjoyed themselves. The weather held out.
Was this the first meeting since then?
Oh.
Second of all, I'd like to know what we can do about police presence in the borough. And I'm going to give examples. Coming north on 31, past Dairy Queen, it drops to 35 miles an hour. I come through there 2-3 times a day. I do 35 miles an hour. Cars, trucks pass me like I'm sitting still.
I have
today I come through there 35 miles an hour. I had a blue pickup truck pass me, had to be doing 50. There was a police officer sitting beside the inspector. How fast do they have to go before they pull them over? It's 35. This truck had to be doing 50. He passed me as we passed the cop. The cop just sat there. I came through the light, turned left, come south through town, stopped at the crosswalk because there was a kid, 14-year-old kid, standing there waiting to cross. Mm-hmm. I sat there and counted 7 cars that went through that crosswalk before someone finally seen me stop, and they stopped and let this kid cross the crosswalk. Mm-hmm. I'm sorry. We pay a lot of money for police service. I don't care if they write 175 tickets a day. They need to get on 31 and slow these cars and trucks down. They need to get out here at these crosswalks and start writing tickets for people that are not obeying the crosswalk signs. I don't mean this disrespectful. I like our police department. I think they do a good job, but do your job.
Well, I'm gonna say something. I don't really think it has to do with our PD. I think it's because once the lines get in there and they're gonna be wide enough and bright enough, and then our pedestrian signs gonna be back in the middle, people are gonna be able to see it.
Okay.
I know what you're saying. I crossed that quite a bit myself.
If that's your comment for the crosswalk. What about 31?
31 is a different animal.
It's a different animal.
Yeah, I've complained about that.
But when you're sitting there, the police car was sitting there beside the inspector building.
He sat there in the morning when I'm leaving at 4:30.
How did you not see this truck pass? I'm doing 35. He passed me like I was sitting still. How fast do you have to go before they pull you
up? Well, just so everybody, you know, and again, I'm going to defend our police department, is I was coming down 31 into town past the inspection station, and I got pulled over.
Mm-hmm.
Was I speeding? No, thankfully. I got pulled over for following too close. So, I mean, yeah, they're there.
Yeah.
Trust me, I know.
I mean,
they are there.
It's difficult to look at that snapshot. Because I mean, for all you know, at that moment, you know, the officer could have been on the phone with dispatch.
They don't run radar? That radar beeps.
Well, right, but I mean, so is he going to drop, I mean, if he's talking to them about something important, is he going to drop the phone call and go get a speeder? I don't know. I mean, I don't get to that level of
right. I'm just saying, what can we do about, I mean, another example, 4:00 in the morning when I come through town. They're sitting right here in this parking lot across from the church. I make a right on 31 to go south.
Mm-hmm.
It's 35 miles an hour. I'm doing 35 miles an hour. I'm going past my housing, going up the hill past the underpass. The light's red for 31 south.
Mm-hmm.
When that light turns green, all those cars sitting at that light pass me before I get to Dairy Queen, before it goes into one lane. So how, if I'm doing 35 and I've already passed the underpass, how are they passing me before I get there, if they're not speeding?
I know, I understand.
Yeah.
Believe me, I'm right at that intersection. I can't tell you how many times I hear the truck horn beeping because of
that. That's what I'm saying.
Okay,
yeah, I'm not saying they do a bad job. I like our police guys. I work with them on a daily basis through the fire department.
I guess.
But we pay a lot of money for service. I'd like to see them out there slowing these idiots down.
Right, but so the money that we pay right now is for a certain staffing level.
Mm-hmm.
And usually that's, you know, I think, you know, 4 officers on, you know, per shift.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, if we want to increase staffing levels, that's going to cost us more.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I mean, you know,
well, that brings up another scenario.
Salary, pension, benefits.
I'm sorry. Township Fire Department. We have a fire alarm. 2:00 in the morning, 11:00 in the morning, whatever. Why do all the cops in town got to come to this fire alarm? You got 4 police officers showing up for a fire alarm. Why? It's a fire alarm. Who's patrolling our town that we're paying for if they're all in the township at a fire alarm?
Well, I mean,
you know, I'm not taking off of what, but I still think our police department does a great job.
I'm not saying
I
they
think,
don't.
Let me finish saying what I'm going to say. Because there are certain things that they have to do within the job limits, okay, if there was a fire. Suppose it's a building fire, and there may need to be people to be taken out other than the fire department trying to get them out. So that they can't help you all
when the first officer gets there, he can
get the fire. But I'm just saying,
all right.
I just feel that we should...
All right, so listen, here's what we're going to do. I think that we should have, you know...
Somebody come.
Yeah, and we can have a discussion.
Yeah, let them come.
Well, I mean, you know, Lieutenant Kaufman will be at the next meeting.
Yeah, let them come.
But in the meantime, please let them know the concern.
I have no means putting our police department down.
Pardon me?
I'm not putting them down.
I know you're not.
Well, I understand what you're saying.
But I understand.
Listen, you got anything else?
No.
Okay. Councilwoman Cynthia.
I'm very happy that 57 is paved. It makes me, my heart happy every time I drive down the road. Then we've got to work on the other ones that are going to get fixed. And the parking in town has been phenomenal. I haven't had to drive around and it's 10 times to find a parking spot. I'm so happy everything is light and open and moving. I'm so thankful. Thank you.
And that's the credit to Officer Joe Bolton, if anybody remembers him.
Yeah.
Anyway.
That's it?
Nobody remembers him. Councilwoman Chelsea.
I'm happy to see you. I think 57 looks great. I hope everybody enjoyed the parade and fireworks. That was great as usual. Really, I just hope everybody's having a nice summer. The only thing that I meant to email, and I just want to ask, if we could get senior events put on the, a senior event in the regular meeting put on the borough calendar on the website.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, just email them.
Yeah.
Deputy Mayor Conley.
I just want to reiterate what Chelsea stated. Off the mat, can we get the DPW to put up our box?
Yes, in case anybody hasn't noticed, I am way behind on putting stuff back up on the walls downstairs. I apologize for that. Part of it is because there's a lot of stuff that will not be going back up on the walls because it was hanging there far too long, whatever it was. And I will get that. It's just been real crazy.
Because we've been promoting our trips and what have you, but we got no pictures. That was the last trip that we did. We had to cancel it. We also had, we had something in the park. We had to cancel it. So we're trying to figure out what can we do, because we heard there is 25 of our borough residents that's going over to the township to their meetings, but we get two residents that's coming over to our meeting. So we're trying to figure out what's going on. You know, I just pray that it's not being sabotaged, but that's the way I feel. So if we want to try to get our boroughs, we can't pay for the township to have all their residents to come to our trip. We want our borough residents to come. So that's why we pay our taxes, for our borough residents. And it seems as though none of the residents is takers. They're saying that, oh, maybe they don't have the money. But we, even if it comes out of my pocket, I will pay for residents to go on any trip. But at this present time, we're not getting any takers. And we're asking at all the councils to let us see, you know, that we have these programs going on, but no one's coming. We have two that come, and again, like I said, they said that there's 25 borough residents that go over to the township to their meetings because, well, it's a club. We don't have a club, and I explained that to her. We don't have a club. So we want to, you know, promote our senior committee as much as we can, and we're asking our councils to do the same thing, to let everyone know, you know, what's going on. And that's all I have to say.
Okay.
I have an idea for that. Maybe like a meet and greet with like desserts and baked goods.
We're gonna have something at the park. No papers. It was free.
Yeah,
the food was free.
But maybe the information not getting put out to enough. You know, maybe like get your schedule for the notice can be put in like dog licenses or tax bills.
Well, what we were going to do, but unfortunately,
county didn't cooperate.
Right.
Maybe for next year, in December, the dog.
Well, we're going to have another event coming up. Yeah. But we wanted, you know.
Do you put it in the messenger?
We didn't put the last one in the messenger because we missed the deadline. So. That's the plan, though.
That's the plan.
Yes.
That's it.
Okay, thank you. All right. I have a couple of things. It was brought up that maybe the, since this room has been redone and there's the pictures and paintings on the wall, that maybe it's time that the borough get a TV screen so that when presentations are being made, that the audience that's mounted on the wall, that, yeah. You know, in the corner, you know, that's like this. That the people in, yeah, something like a projector or from a laptop that can be hooked up to it. You know, smarter than me TV. But anyway, that's something that somebody asked that I bring up, so I brought it up. We'll talk about that at plenty of time. I do want to talk about the DPW and everything that they're doing, working in conjunction with the bid, working in conjunction with the Shade Tree Commission, working in conjunction with the Recreation Commission. Sometimes I think that with the parade committee, you know, putting out that with the bid and downtown, sometimes I think that we take those guys for granted, and I think that, you know, if you see a DPW guy, say, hey, thanks. You know, we appreciate what they do. They're under Matt's tutelage, their scope of work has increased, while their manpower has stayed the same. Mm-hmm. So I think maybe we should say something to the DPW for all that they do.
And they never complain.
Oh, yeah, they do.
They're always very sweet to me.
You just don't hear. Anyway, they are a great group of guys.
Why don't we have a pizza party for them?
Yeah, okay.
The bids always go back. The bids always go back.
So why don't you have a pizza party?
Okay.
We do.
Just so everybody knows that, of course, we did have the 4th of July parade. Washington Celebrates America is being run now by a couple of volunteers that are looking to step back a little bit. So they're going to need somebody to take it over. So if you know anybody who wants to be involved in planning a parade and fireworks and raising the money for the parade and fireworks, please have them start attending some of those Washington Celebrates America meetings. This past Saturday, the Washington Borough Fire Department played the Washington Township Police Department in a softball game, a charity softball game for the Brian Heinrich Scholarship Fund, and I was asked to umpire. I think I did a fantabulous job, but anyway, I did make one bad call.
Isn't that an ethical issue, conflict of interest?
What's that?
Should you umpire in the fire versus police?
No, I did a very good job, except for one call, and I'm saying that publicly,
was it
so the police department.
D. Higgins?
Pardon me?
Was it involving D. Higgins?
No, I threw him out of the game. So what's unethical about that? Anyway, the fire department did win 15-9. The year before last year, the police department won like 15-7 or something like that. So next year, there's going to be the rubber match, so...
What match?
The rubber match.
What's
that? And one-on-one, who's going to take control?
Yeah.
I think that we should have... I think that we should get together with the township and, you know, whether it comes out of our pockets or whether the towns want to foot the bill, is that we get a trophy that can be taken back and forth between each municipality. I did. Nobody paid attention to me. Thank you, Maury. I appreciate that. You're the only one that listens to me. Anyway, so that we can do that. And then going into the police department, I don't know if everybody is aware, but, you know, last month, the end of last month, there was a domestic violence case in Washington Township that involved an officer shooting. I don't know anything about it. I do know that the woman, that the spouse that was abused, exited the house, got in the car, and drove herself to the hospital. And our brave new police officer, who has been on the police department for 4 months, went in to take care of business, and unfortunately, or fortunately, however you want to look at it, she is alive, and he's suffering some pain right now. But this, you know, they were only residents of the township for 4 months. Mm. So I want everybody to know that. I received a phone call from WFMZ, the TV station, and once I told them it was in the township, not the borough, they said, thanks, and hung up. But our police department does a lot. You know, they're there. We know them. We know their families. And I had this plan before you even went into your, you know. But they're a great bunch of guys. At National Night Out, saw people out of National Night Out. I got to meet some of their families. And some of these guys, you look at them and you go, he's probably mid to late 30s, early 40s. They have college seniors that for kids. And, you know, once you get to meet the kids, the families, the whole nine yards, you figure out, hey, they're people too. And you never know when one of them are going to go into a house and whether they have to pull it, whether they have to use it, or whether something's going to be used on them. Knowing them is, I think our police department does a great job, and I would support them in just about anything that they do. So, Matt, thanks for working on the garbage. Karen, we're going to talk to you later. Lori, thanks for being you.
Yeah.
Mel, thanks for being you. Ken, thanks for being you. I'm done. Make a motion to go into executive session for...
Actually, before we do that, I just want to say thank you for the flower arrangement that Mayor and Council sent to my grandmother's funeral. Very much appreciated by me and by my family.
You're welcome. We actually did that for somebody we like, too.
Now,
for
contract negotiations.
Contract negotiations, okay, for no longer than 15 minutes?
Five.
Okay, with 5 minutes. With action or no action to be taken?
No action.
With no action to be taken. All those in favor?
Aye.
Ethel made it. Chelsea seconded.
Second.
Okay, sir, we're going to have to ask you to leave. All those in favor?
Aye.
I was a little slow on the draw. That stuff that our next council meeting, the stuff that was pulled?
Yes.
Okay, so at that time, we're going to talk about what they did last night to us.
I don't know if that would be. So, the ordinances are just being
to
be a public hearing.
Okay, but what I'm talking about is, you know, when they surprised us.
Yeah. I think we can discuss what the plan is. What their plan looks like as far as that easement, the access, and not having the access to what the plan is. You know what,
Is Susan going to be here? Or
Elena?
Okay.
So I'll have Elena bring the site plan, and she can also then show her this is the lot that we'll be doing this is the lot.
Okay. Can I just tell him in public about last night's meeting? Before we leave or no? It was in public.
It was.
Last night it was in public.
I mean, I guess it's your report from the planning board.
Yes, last night the attorney for whatever, they actually had a court start.
They did.
Mm-hmm. Yes, they did. Taking testimony. Anyway, so we signed an agreement with Washington, whatever, Venture?
It's two different entities.
Okay, so anyway, we signed our agreement in relationship with the co-op.
Right.
You know, the Council on Affordable Housing for that land up there on the side of the mountain. So the agreement was signed, and then after the agreement was signed, they still are the property owners. We haven't actually closed on that property. So what they did in the meantime is they put an easement through the property that they gave us. They registered an easement. So we'll talk. Yeah. I was not too happy about it. Neither was Cynthia.
No.
I had to tell her to calm down. She was.
But it will not jeopardize your Green Acres funding.
But my question along with that is, does that affect the property value?
No. That was already brought up to the appraisers.
It was?
Yes. That was brought up to Green Acres and the appraisers because the borough is still going to be allowed to put, if you ever put in trails or if people are going to be able to walk over it, they'll still be able to do anything that you were going to be doing with the property.
Well, I asked the question last night, is that going to be free flowing or pipes? And they said, well, remember?
Yeah,
it's
supposed to be underground pipes.
I asked the question last night specifically if it was going to be free flowing. I said, is it going to be free flowing or is it going to be piped under?
Anyway,
I'm not sure, but
I think
it's
going to be. What's there now? Is there a pipe there now?
No.
There's no pipe there now. There's a
culvert.
There's a
concrete. See, I was pretty smart about that question. But, you know, it is what it is. Okay, anything else? All right, our next meeting is when?
September 3rd.
When?
We've been going 6 weeks.
No, we're going back to two, starting in September, when I go on vacation. I need a motion to...
No, I was just saying, I can't stress to everybody, please read through the garbage proposal.
September 3rd?
And when you need a reply?
Just send me questions in between now and the next meeting so that... You know, I can present on any questions anybody has.
Okay.
It was still an hour and 40 minutes. Okay, I need a motion to adjourn. All those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Abstained. Okay. Good night, everybody. I'm